Greensboro on solid financial ground. I'm Zach Troutman for WGNS News. Joby Hastings and Associates made their annual comprehensive financial report presentation at the January 10th meeting of the Murfreesboro City Council, which shows that as in previous years, the city of Murfreesboro is in excellent financial condition, especially comparatively speaking to many areas of the nation harder hit by the recession.
The two things that popped out to me reading the report: debt decreased by $22 million in 2012 that we paid off. We anticipated going into the budget $4 million, some $800,000, but we actually didn't use any of that. We actually added $4 million to our general fund, which is a pretty big swing.
We say this every year, just because the council authorizes a level of expenditure does not mean our staff tries to run out and spend all that. Our department heads work very hard to meet the needs of the citizens, but try to be fiscally responsible.
Even through an economic recession has been for about 4 years. That tells you how difficult it is to balance these books and balance our budgets and continue to provide the services that we do.
That full report will soon be available for public viewing on the city's website. News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center, on Broad across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you've been told that you have to live with pain, relief is possible. Call Dr. Mark Kessner at 895-1253. Finally, Mayor Bragg is certainly getting excited for some Blue Raider basketball.
True Blue Week for our MTSU basketball team. Both the men and the women are going to beat Western Kentucky. The men they will beat on January the 26th, and the women they will beat on January the 27th. So that's True Blue Week, and everybody needs to carry their flags and get their Blue Raider stickers out and their car signs and wear blue for that week of January the 21st through the 27th.
This is WGNS News.